So now you have it, and it's open to the public? And
it's open to the public.
Do you have school tours and trips that come around, and are you able to speak to the groups?
We do that. And then last August 22nd, in connection with the Grady County Free Fair, they had Kids Day, and they had 512 kids on that site for Kids Day from the Grady County Free Fair. I spoke to the kids before they left the fairground to tell them about the school, the history of the school, Alan Tolles. About 2 days after we moved the school to the site, some individuals came and they said, that was our grandpa. Alan Tolles did have a family. But in connection with the Grady County Free Fair, we had 512 children. The university, USAO, supplied about 40 different students and teachers to come and help the students play those games that they played way back then.
Well, I went into Verdon Separate School before we did this interview, and it's just like walking into a time capsule.
Yes.
To see those old desks and to only imagine all the black children. They got a boost up.
Yes.
They got an education that Mr. Lovelace says, yes, you can continue to teach these black children.
Yes.
We have no idea how many came out of there and went on, do we?
No, can you name? I don't. But I went back and I got the school record, and I've got a letter from one of the individuals that attended that school that went on and very successful and praised that school. She named different others that went to school there. There's an individual on the tape from Lawton that very successful.
That came out of the separate school.
This little school over here. So we have documentation of individuals that attended the school. Kay was on our board. Kay Lee, Lovelace's daughter. But when we found the school, in order to preserve it, we had to form an organization. So we did that and took the documentation of the school to the Corporation Commission. It was supposed to be temporary, just so that we could save the school and move the school and have a nonprofit organization.
And now you have plans here in 2015 to build a building that would be a classroom where you could bring the children into a building, and then you could talk about the history. There'd be more room for them than in the schoolhouse. Also, that would be kind of a museum.
The museum and one-room school. We have the blueprints. We're just shovel-ready. We're ready. All we need is funding. The one-room school will be the center, but then we will have a museum to showcase black artifacts.
You're in the midst of raising money for that, and as each year goes by, I suppose the price goes up.
The price goes up, yes.
Right.
When I first spoke to the mayor about it and told him about the school, and I told him what the plan was, we're going to bring it to Chickasha and restore it and this, that, and other. He laughed and chuckled and jumped in his shoulders and jumped his shoulders. Jumped. He said, do you realize that will cost you $75,000? Let me tell you, we received $70,000, the Centennial Commission in 2007 designated that one-room school as a Centennial Project. They gave us $70,000, a check initially for $50,000 to restore the school. So the $75,000 that he thought was a lot of money turned into $240,000. From $240,000, the last time that I had someone give me an estimate on it, it was then up to $800,000. So the price just keeps going up. Somewhere there is, I know, someone that will build us a museum.